Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no bullshit world. What do you say, man?
Oh man, that's a beautiful intro, my brother.
Beautiful intro. We're sitting here with Matthew Sterling Rye, actor, comedian. We're gonna be chatting with you a little later, but he's here for the whole show, so we're gonna have some fun. Talk some jokes, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah. Should be fun. Yeah, cool guy here. So yeah, I want to give a shout out to yesterday's guest. Wanna thank her, Jen Sincero. If you guys listen to the show, she wrote a book, You Are a Badass. So check it out. We talked. Yeah, that was a good
one. And that's a great title.
It's a great title. You should see the book. But I didn't bring it today, but it's got a yellow cover, black and red. I mean, it kind of jumped out at me at the bookstore, and that's how it came about. Called her up, and boom. She was on the show, so we had a nice chat. Yeah, check it out in the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. All sorts of stuff we talked about, but mostly the show focused on badass, and it was... Top 10 Tuesdays, right? So we did the top 10 ways to be a badass. That came out of my Get Your Shit Together podcast. Matt knows about that.
What is the top 10 ways to be a badass?
Oh, well, you're going to have to listen to yesterday's show.
Okay.
I'm not going to go through it, but it was a good one. Yeah, every Tuesday we do that. Yeah, that's new to the show, but he's like, oh, yeah. No, that was a good one, and she had a lot of good things to say, because basically it's just making it happen. I mean, really what it's all about is making it happen on a daily basis and believing in yourself and believing anything's possible, and you got to go after it. You got to go after it. You know, we talk about how short life is, but...
And that's badass.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You got to be badass. You can't be taken advantage of, be victimized. I mean, talk about victims. We're going to be talking when we go around the globe some stories here, but... Anyway, so yeah, thanks again to Jen coming on the show. And we got a cool show today. We're calling it Whatever Wednesdays. You know, we went from Wellness Wednesday to Whatever Wednesday, but a lot of comedy in here. So Matthew's in here today, going to have some fun. But we like to get started by going around the globe. Hold on. Now you got to hear this one. Yeah, we introduced those. I really love those transitions. Yeah, we like to go around the globe and check out some stories. Well, the first one... I'm calling this the E-bomb gets worse. And hey, folks, sorry to keep talking about the same topic. We know what we're talking about, right? Matt?
Yeah. The bloody McButt nose and ears and eyes.
It's pretty bad.
That's what happens, right? That's blood literally comes out of every orifice, I believe.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, Ebola.
Ebola, ouch.
Ebola's on the rise. I mean, you guys heard this. I got to talk about it because I think it's, we said this last week, you know, I always said, well, the CDC said they have it under control. Well, I don't know. They didn't take the stringent enough steps to keep it from getting here. But second Dallas healthcare worker with the deadly virus, who was on a flight from Cleveland to Dallas on Monday. Okay, that was...
Oh, this is the new one.
Yeah, this is the new one. Day before she reported the symptoms. Now, okay, CDC, Center for Disease Control Prevention. Okay, they want to interview all 132 passengers on her flight. Yeah. Well, of course, Frontier Airlines number 1143.
But as I believe that you can only get that through blood, correct?
Blood, like, bodily fluids.
Okay,
it's anything wet, anything wet.
But
and it can be dead. The body could be stored in a
So if she sneezed on that plane, everybody that it got on is now shitting blood for a month.
It's not good. It's definitely not good. I mean, fortunately, she lives alone, okay? She's in isolation now. She has no pets. The other gal had a dog. Now they're thinking about putting the dog under, but it's bad stuff. So you got one dead,
not
one man
dog.
Dead. Not the dog. I mean,
don't
the
kill the dog.
Well, you might. Sometimes you got to take these precautions.
No, for sure.
I don't know, man. This is serious stuff. This guy, remember Thomas Eric Duncan? I'm calling him Patient Zero. He's the first guy. Thomas Eric Duncan is the first guy who died.
That's the first guy that died.
Yeah, he died. Yeah,
that's a name.
May that's a name. Peace. Man, 48 people are in the community are being monitored right after contact with Duncan. 75 healthcare workers in Dallas are being monitored. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Two nurses now with disease. Now I read this. I don't know, on Facebook this morning. One of my whatever, how many hundreds of friends this guy said he heard through whatever reliable that perhaps it might be in New York City and Philly. I don't know about
Philly.
I don't know about that, man. That's my old stomping grounds. But all I do know is there's, you know, there's projections of 10,000 people. Now, there's all kinds of crazy talk about this, but...
When the nurses got infected, did they get infected while treating a patient with Ebola, or did they just randomly, bam, now
Well, the first nurse was in the critical care, right, who did treat
him. So she was treating Duncan. Right.
I don't know. I didn't read too much about the second nurse, but I'm assuming that they're all... Because they're all from in the same...
Same hospital.
Well, or maybe it's being treated... But basically, you're talking about a 40-year-old virus, okay? This thing's been around 40 years, 4,000 deaths to date. Half the people diagnosed with Ebola survive. So half the people.
Oh, okay. Well, there's some good news.
Yeah, I guess. You got a 50-50 shot. I mean, it's better than going to Vegas. I mean, I guess you get you. But it's transmitted through blood, bodily fluids. It's like when it's alive when it's wet. That's what they say. And the symptoms are, well, it's anywhere.
I know a couple things that are alive when they're wet.
A lot of shit's all. Well, it's 2 days to 3 weeks after you've been exposed. So I don't know. This is bad news. Yeah, 2 days to 3 weeks.
And I'm slightly concerned because, you know, I've been crapping blood lately, but I thought it was just hemorrhoids.
Got to be hemorrhoids, dude. What are you doing, crapping blood? You're sitting in the room with me? Now you tell me this?
Well, listen, I haven't sneezed on you yet. I'm just saying, you know.
All right, we're ending this. I'm getting you out. Get the hell out of here.
Doctor said it was hemorrhoids. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. All right. Jeez Louise. I mean, what the hell? Are you flying on any planes? Well, yeah, you had left the state recently?
Well, you know, I did go to Sudan.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm completely kidding. I have not left.
What are we dealing with?
Since then. I won't drool on you, I promise.
Better not. Good thing it's desks about 6 feet apart here. Yeah,
but I might have drinking out of your cup.
Oh, you better talk. Don't be spitting.
We're in this
way.
Together,
come on.
Rich.
Come on. Holy We're in this cow. Together. Let's get over to some good news over here. All right, let's go, Matt. That's some good news. There's some good
news. I could use good news.
I'm calling this, and I tell $5,000 in the Jeep. What are we talking about? Yeah, this is a phrase I use. You know what I'm talking. He's a Hollywood guy. He knows. Well, $5,000 in the Jeep actually refers to a phrase in my memoir. You guys may have read that, but it's all about the babes who pack up their Jeep with all their possessions. Daddy-O gives them $5,000 and they make their way. Go West, young
Hollywood.
Woman, mostly. Might see the women in the Jeeps. Yeah, no, here's good news for you ladies. Gas prices are set to go below $3 a gallon any day now if they haven't already. Oh, check it out. Much cheaper for you college dropouts to pack that Jeep.
$3 a gallon.
Oh, yeah. Well, not here, though. We're going to get
to that. Oh, okay. Yeah,
forget about it. Not Cali.
Yeah. You blew my mind for a second.
No, but hey, remember it used to be, they used to come out for pilot season.
Yes,
February.
Of course.
Right. Wasn't that February years ago? What is it now? Is there anything in pilot?
It's like January through May.
Okay. Where they pack up the Jeep, maybe around the holidays or come here first. They do, right?
Yep.
And they come early. Maybe they're coming early now. You better come early. Prices are going down.
It's cool, though, because then guys like me get a roommate for a week.
Yeah, you know, nice roommate for a week.
Yeah.
Some of them, hey, you could definitely, there's so many ads out there, too. I mean, I know when I'm process of moving, right? See the ads, guys that are offering housing with no cost?
Yeah, I was just trying to move, and the one dude even said, he's like, this, just so you know, this ad is completely legal in California regulations. Please don't flag me. Please don't flag me. Trading massages.
Right, trading massages.
Massages for rent. So I flagged them.
Yeah, you got to fly. That's Cali. Well, who knows? But the gas, cheaper gas. I mean, let me tell you some facts here. Did you guys know that in 2013, the U.S. alone consumed 3.2 billion barrels of gasoline? That's 369 million gallons a day. Pretty good, huh? We consume it.
How much beer did we consume?
Wow, we got to look that one up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, but for the 10 states, with the average... It's probably pretty good, right? The average is below $3, but the nationwide average here is 3.19 currently. So it's going to drop below, they say, first time in 4 years. And why do you think this is going to happen, Matt?
I think because people now think it's cool to not have cars.
Hmm.
But I think I have a friend that doesn't have a car, and he's always so proud of it. He's like, I don't have a car. I do my part for environment. But I also think it's because he's broke. Because I'm pretty sure he can't afford a car right now. So I wonder when that will change.
Hey, I heard, who was the actor? Olivia, who's the,
Newton?
Blake Lively's husband, Reynolds, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
I heard he, I don't know how true this is.
The guy who ruined everybody's, like, relationship with their girlfriend.
I don't
know.
Did
he? In high school.
Oh, did he?
When he came out with those abs. Like, how does anybody get abs like that?
Oh, yeah.
If Ryan Reynolds, if you're listening, sir, you're an asshole, all right?
Because of those abs?
Like, any girl I ever went out with, no
they
competition.
Dumped you. They dumped. Thanks, you know, you Ryan. Have that. By the way, you have that. What do I want to say? I want to say you got a little bit of cross between Jamie Kennedy and Seth Green. You ever get called that?
No, I get actually that. Neither of them, but I'll take it.
I know. I was watching your reel. I was checking out your work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you were in, was it Iron Man 3? You've been in a bunch of stuff. We're going to talk about that a little later. Here and there. A bunch of stuff.
I've popped up. People look at me. I walk down the street. They'll look at me, be like, I think I've seen you somewhere. Asshole.
Yeah, yeah, from that.
I think that's the guy that like bagged my groceries or something. They don't know where I'm from.
No, but you do have that recognizable thing going on. But no, I remember the story goes that he was driving here when he first got here. He had a car that didn't have any doors. I don't know. They said he's just driving a piece of crap. But hey, well, whatever you're driving, here's the reason why. Real reason. Crude oil prices are falling. I don't know if you've seen that. They have been falling to increased oil production in the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Plus, there's a slow growth in demand. That's what you're talking about. We're moving over to electric, no doubt. We talked about the Tesla.
Save the environment.
That's right. Go green, baby. And because of this, there's a glut of oil, and it's likely to persist at least until next year, they say. Yeah, pretty cool. Now, of course, we're in Cali, and there's only a few states that, well, we have high gas prices and unlikely to go below $3. You know who they are? The five, the lucky five. New York, of course. Connecticut.
Really? Okay. New York.
And New York, Connecticut, nothing goes. California, Hawaii, and Alaska. I don't know what the heck's happening in Alaska. Maybe it's just tough to get it there. I thought they were drilling for oil there. Who the heck knows?
Anyway, yeah, that's the problem. They're taking it from there, but they're not. They're shipping it.
Alaska might be a place to relocate to. I don't know, but gas prices are down. So, hey, if you're making your way over there, ladies, from Kansas, sorry, Dorothy, but good times are not going to last too long. When you get here, got to start paying.
Ride the tornado.
Oh, yeah. That's another story we talked about yesterday. The Southeast is getting pounded.
Yeah?
I saw that. Yeah, tornadoes. God,
tornadoes are just fucking
rain.
Terrifying.
Oh, it's terrible. Well, speaking of cars and gasoline, I'm calling this back the fucked up. No, give it back. We funked up. Yeah, it's a more better term. It's called, check it out. You guys may have seen this. Toyota just issued 3 new recalls covering. Now you have me saying that word now. It popped out of your mouth. It popped out of my mouth. Well, anyway. Oops. What are you going to do?
That four letter.
I hate when that happens. But we try to stay away from that. You guys know that. Sometimes you got to just slip it in there. But Toyota just issued 3 new recalls concerning 1.75 million vehicles. Yeah, it's the latest in a string of safety setbacks for the automaker.
Recalls are always bloody. Because you know, they never want to admit that they're wrong. So I feel like they need at least, like, there's a mandatory, like, all right, let's let 500 people die. Now we'll recall. People like, 480 die. People died? We need 20 more to convince us that we need to lose a profit here.
Now, this one's interesting because they said nobody did die. But you're right. How do they find out about these
recalls? No one died before the recall?
Well, this is what they're saying. Now, this is Toyota because they did.
Oh, okay, that's Toyota. See, I was thinking the GM.
Oh, no, GM people died. No, people died. Yeah. We're going to talk about GM. But no, this is they did this in 3 parts. The largest was 802,000. Mostly in Japan. It's the Crown Majesta Noah and Voxy. I don't even know those Noah and Voxy. I'm familiar with. But anyway, they need to fix a problem with the brakes. That's not too bad.
Yeah, the reason they recalled that car is because there's maybe 4 of them. have you ever heard of either of those vehicles?
No, that's what I said. Mostly in Japan, yeah, so there exactly. You go. The second recall, though, is in the U.S., 759,000 vehicles, 423,000 of those, the Lexus model in the U.S. made between 2005 and 2010. You have one of those? Lexus?
No, I do not.
No?
But one time I bought a Maxima, and the first few weeks it wasn't working. Bought it from a Lexus dealership, and they did a very, one of those like really bad moves where they let me have a Lexus for a month.
Ah.
Which was beautiful.
Nice one, huh?
Yeah, but then I got my Maxima back, and I was...
You're like, slumming. Yeah. You're slumming with the Maxima. Although that's a pretty good car, no?
Yo, Maxima's a beautiful car.
It's the bomb. It didn't get recalled. The third recall, 190,000 cars. This is just sold in Japan. They developed a fuel leak. So, you know, I'll tell you, the good news is, I think Toyota, that's what they said. Toyota was not aware of any crashes, injuries, or fatalities that may have resulted from these issues. Well, the bad news is, that's what I think, is they're still way behind in the running for the Recaller of the Year award. I made that up. Well, no, GM, you're right, has recalled 30 million cars in 2014. Toyota, 10 million. Yeah, there's been 23 deaths. Regarding, you know, you can read about this. You guys can research it. But As far as for the Hollywood babes, you know, stick with the Jeep. Who makes the Jeep?
I think it was a Chrysler, right?
Chrysler. Yeah, but guess what? Don't do the Grand Cherokee. That was a million of those are recalled. So anyway, ladies, pack up your things. Coming to Cali. Maybe you'll be able to crash on Matthew Sterling Nye's couch.
Certainly can.
Or barter for services. Do you ever do that, barter?
I mean, what kind of services? You know, in Israel, I once went there for vacation, and you got to barter there. You know,
it's all about barter.
Hey, bro, I give it to you for 15 shekels. It's cost me 425 shekels. Come on, bro.
No, that's haggling. We're talking barter. That's haggling. You have to have barter in exchange.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, a young lady once gave me a check and what I thought was for my writing services. And then she proceeded to grab my... What is this show rated?
Yeah, we're trying to keep it under, but she grabbed you. Yeah. She grabbed your jewels.
She grabbed the jewels.
Private parts.
She grabbed the jewels. Lucky to say, I did get the writing job and a little.
Well, I'm glad you got the job.
Why did you make me say this?
The job. Well, I didn't know if there was a word before that, but no. I used to barter in college, senior year. I used to barter. I used to cut hair. My father taught me that. My father's a barber. Oh, yeah, I used to barter with this guy. I used to charge $10 a haircut.
Nice.
Friends, yeah, on the porch and whatnot. And this girl, she had really beautiful long hair, and she didn't have any money. So I said, no problem. She said, how about if I just let you cut my hair with my top off, and then you won't charge me? I said, no problem.
That's such a bad idea, because you're not going to look at the hair.
Well,
how many
I used
times
to have her turn upside
woman?
Down. Oh, well. Well, who's to say it ended there? I mean, you know.
Well, yeah.
Come on. You know, and staring you in the face.
You know, if I was in your, I'd say, listen, sweet, I'm a professional. How about you keep your top on for now? And when we're finished, we'll go from there. Because you might lose an ear.
Well, I might occasionally have brushed up against them. I'm not really sure.
Of course you did. Not sure
if my memory holds me correct.
But you say your father was a barber, right?
Oh, yeah. He still is.
I need to ask you this question, because this is something that has boggled my mind since the beginning of my childhood. Is every barber molesting me when they shove their junk, like, on your arm? And like, you know what I'm talking about, right? When your arms are an armrest and they just shut.
My old man's not putting his junk anywhere.
Well, that's the thing.
You mean the guys that are the huge fat barbers that they lean
up
against you?
Because I'm not talking about like
can't
the
reach
effect,
over.
The,
they can't reach past their arms like the guys you see in the movies.
Right. Because I'm not talking about like the. I don't go to salons, so I don't normally find the effeminate, you know, very fancy.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
It's normally like the guy like Dino. Like, yeah, hey, you want to give me to cut your hair?
Hey, bro, up against you.
I tell you what, let me finish this cigar and this monostone, and then come over there, I'll cut you, okay? But and you Zach. Think this guy's too cool to like want to do anything, and the next thing I know, his balls are right on my elbow.
I hate when that happens.
He has to know it's happening, right?
Well, he doesn't give a shit. He just got to get your hair done, get you out of the damn chair,
is
and
that
go to the
is?
Next guy. No.
Stomach's too big.
I think so.
So you're telling me the verdict is I haven't been molested, because every time I've ever gone to therapy, have you been molested? Yes, every time I've gotten a haircut, I get molested.
Oof. I think you're too conscious of it.
Is that what it is?
Thinking about it and your gravity. You know, we do law of attraction here. You're attracting it. You're thinking,
oh no,
I don't want this guy's junk on me. And then what the universe doesn't, you know, do you ever know that theory? The theory is the universe doesn't accept negative words. So it just says, want junk on my leg.
It's crazy you say that because I literally like hone it, and like I never look at a man's junk, but when I'm sitting there, I hone in on it.
I hope not, but you're in Hollywood.
I'm in Hollywood. Well, you know, it's accepted now, so I could say it. But you know, I hear the jaws me. It's like dunna, 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 and it just comes closer and closer, right on my junk, and I can't move because they're cutting my hair.
Let me give you a tip here, friendly tip.
Yeah.
Go to Supercuts and get a hot babe to cut your hair, and you won't be worrying about junk.
That's true. Just a bad haircut.
Well, that's not true. Don't beat up on those ladies.
I was going to say, unless they support this show.
No. We talked about that. We had John Francis. Give a shout out to John Francis. He's a beauty expert. Oh, yeah. Beauty expert, stylist to the stars. I mean, he says, hey, anybody, you know, you could be good. You got to just work at it. So ladies in Supercuts, don't give hope.
Yeah,
Sticking up for my Supercuts.
In fact, my apologies for for my negativity.
Yeah,
one day you'll move
that.
Up.
Yeah. No.
You'll have your own salon. You're a beautiful woman inside.
Why
not?
Anything's possible.
Everything's possible.
Everything's possible. Just don't come to Hollywood. No. Dreams do come true. Well, let's talk about this other story here. It's called The Beatdown. Yeah, this one, I saw these videos. I saw a couple of these videos. Everybody knows about the Umbrella Revolution, what's happening in Hong Kong. Now it's like videos are starting to get out. But this was kind of interesting. You had several. Now the police said there were six or seven plainclothes police officers beating up on this guy. He was detained. He had handcuffs behind his back.
Hold on. Police officers.
Oh, yeah.
abusing the law.
Abuse? Wow. We've seen that. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think that completely blew my mind.
Mm. Yeah. We've seen that. Now it's over. Well, check it out on the video. They got the guy on the ground. You see his body.
Seven guys beating him?
Yeah, they're like kicking him, beating him down. Another guy's walking around the video. It's like, it seems like one of those videos, you know, you'd see that's used in a film. It's like, can't really see it. Ooh, who's the bad guy in there? But no, they're beating down on this guy. This guy's name is Ken Tsang. He's a member of the Civil Party. Or what's that mean? He's a social worker. And he does. There's 1,200 members in this committee, which chooses the Hong Kong leader. So the Civil Party, he's a member, whatever, he's a victim. But they're all the protests. By the way, they're doing an investigation. That's a good thing. The police are in Beijing, China, because you know the China-Hong Kong connection. They're supporting it. But I don't know. These videos are starting to come out with in the streets. You see that? The cops pushing, beating people down, the protesters. Yeah.
And the cops are getting scarier looking, man. The equipment and the stuff. I mean, they all have tanks and stuff now.
Man, they're banging people in the throat.
When I was a kid, like, I remember their shirts were baggy. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they had, like, baggier clothes, and now it's, like, now tight with armor. And No, they've always been fat. But actually, that's another thing. They're starting to get a little more in shape, too. Like, they're starting to look like military dudes.
Oh, no, they gotta be. No bullshit. Yeah, for the cops, I mean, I know a lot of cops. These guys... Yeah, it's a tough job, but it's best to stay in shape. But they do seem to get burly. They get some burly guy. But I guess you got to hold these losers, these lunatics that are wasted, flailing around. No, you got to be. You got to be a tough dude to be a cop.
Yeah. Hey, if I had the right to go around beating people up, I might as well get strong.
You might as well. But anyway, over there, I mean, hopefully, hey, man, send out the well wishes to anybody involved in that. But try to stay out of trouble there if you can. I don't know.
It's a hard predicament, those situations, because, you know, you want to fight for your rights, but you also don't want to get shot in the face. So it's like it's a catch-22.
Man, it's catch-22 for people watching, because you got to respect the protesters are standing up for what they believe in. 100%. But at the same point, they're kind of getting beat down by an existing structure. But hey, hopefully we're not. Well, we've had the riots here. Everybody, it's like the universe. Think about it. Humans, we just like to kill each other, don't we?
Yeah.
Just have a tendency to kind of kill people. Speaking of which. Killing people. I'm calling this too young to die. This is a sad story. Mm. This kid says, quote, "I killed that lady." Quote, 10-year-old boy. Yeah, this 10-year-old boy told this to a Pennsylvania state trooper. It's a town called Honesdale, 140 miles north of Philadelphia. It's my town. Tristan Carrilla. That's a boy. I mean, he went to visit his grandfather, who's a caretaker for this 90-year-old woman, Helen Novak. Who they found dead in the boy's home after the kid went and told the grandfather. It's wild. I mean, they're giving...
It never said how he killed her, right?
No, it did. I'll tell you how he killed her. But first, let me tell you, this kid's facing criminal homicide charges as an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this kid... Well, the mom told police that she has had a lot of trouble with Tristan. Quote, "She has had a lot of trouble with Tristan and that he has some mental problems." But what happened was the woman yelled at him to get out of her room. Okay, then he went and grabbed a walking stick, and he beat her with it, punched her at least 5 times to the throat, they said, in the stomach, and then he leaned against her with the thing. But one blow to the throat.
Holy fuck, he got on top of her and choked her with the thing to death?
Yeah, this kid.
Yeah, that kid's like a murderer. Wow. That's
blunt force trauma.
That's not even like a I have a temper tantrum.
No, you kind of wonder, how does a 10-year-old kid get to that place? And then what happened was the grandfather... Well, the grandfather called police because he first checked the woman, Novak, I guess after, because the kid came out and said that there's blood coming from her mouth. And then when the grandfather went in to check her out, there was no blood, but he didn't do anything. He asked her if she wanted to go to the hospital. She said no. He said an hour later he checked her, she was dead. Hmm.
So no. She survived the beating.
She survived the beating. And then I guess, you know, whatever, throat breathing, who knows. But the sad news is they said there's no legal option other than to charge this kid as an adult.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wild. That is a 10-year-old. What do you do with that 10-year-old kid? I mean, that's...
I think that situation's hard for everyone. But at the same time, I say throw that little bastard in jail. Because when I was 10 years old, I know what murder was. I used to play with little spawn figures, and I'd make the guy kill the other guy. I'd never jumped in my grandma's room and beat her to death. So, I mean...
It's a tough one. I'm thinking maybe, do you do like a mental institution and for 10 years, and you gotta treat this kid. This kid's got mental problems.
You know, it's funny because I find myself... Me personally, I find myself very liberal. But on certain situations, I say throw him in a cage and lock the key. I mean, just because he beat him. I mean, who
he's looks, 10 years old. Who are you going to throw him in a cage with? Some 50-year-old guy who's probably going to rape the kid?
Hey.
I mean, come on. We're talking jail here. I don't know.
I'm with you on that. That's
kind of messed up. Tough. I get it. Something really messed up.
They have institutions. I mean, you know, when I was younger, I got in plenty of trouble. I got sent to, like, level fours. And, I mean, level
well,
six.
Well, but they're trying him as an adult, remember? This whole criminal thing because he's, like, intent.
Yeah, but there's got to be a place.
Chair. Well, I don't know, Pennsylvania. What's
I mean, do we? I guess if it's an adult, he just goes straight to jail. Then you're right.
Yeah, I mean, so adults it's like go into adult population.
Like Gen Pop with a 10-year-old walking.
That
around.
Make no. That's make no. Can't do it. I don't know. I gotta say, I don't know. You mean one side of the coin? You want to say lock the kid up, throw away the key. The other side of the coin is this kid's got at 10 years old. You lock him up, forget it. At 20, he's done.
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with
well,
our.
You might as well just give him the death penalty.
Hey, there you go. That's an option.
Which isn't such a bad thing when you think about it. Somebody killed somebody, eye for an eye. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to look at this. One's a tricky one.
It's very,
very tricky. Because he's 10, and I know about by the time you're 10, you got your acceptable behaviors are formed, but you're still in the developmental phase. I mean, man, my nephew's like 13, 14. I mean, 10's young. Kid doesn't...
You know,
he knew better, but he didn't know better. I don't know.
I mean, think back to your child. I remember one time I poked a lizard with a stick and it died and I freaked out. And I didn't keep poking it. I just poked it one time. I mean, I'm not the model, civilian.
Kids got
but
problems.
Exactly. You hit a woman one time in the head, maybe you should realize, holy fuck, I just hit a 9-year-old lady
kids
in the face.
Kids got problems, my man.
Yeah. And then to jump on top of her and choke her the way you just described it, that's like... That when you said that, I pictured Chucky. remember Chucky?
I pictured
Chucky going around murdering people.
Oh, well. I don't know what they're going to do with this kid. We'll keep you posted on that because that sounds kind of like... Mm.
Maybe, honestly, what we should do, and I don't mean to put more time onto this one subject, but I got to say this. Maybe we should just re-implement beating our children.
Re-implement
the legality.
We got a child abuser over here.
Not a child abuser.
What does it mean to re-implement? Let me explain. Let me feel what that is.
You know, I was never raised on violence, and I turned out well. But
you did?
I think.
Well, that's
I mean,
debatable.
Well, actually, exactly. I would say I'm pretty fucked in a way too. I probably would have. I would be in a better position.
How
now.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
26. 26. Okay. That's the most favorite. We had this 24-year-old Shannon. Give a shout out to Shannon, our little co-host. Yeah, she's like the F word. She loves that word.
Yeah,
Your generation, I'm telling you, the 20s.
Bad.
That word is infused into your equation 30 times.
I can explain that for you.
Why?
Okay, look back to like George Carlin days, right? When it first started to become accepted in the mainstream. That was like the 80s, the 70s?
He was on the edge, I think, of getting accepted in the mainstream.
Well, remember like he was like the 8 things you can't say on radio or TV.
Yep, I know that.
And then you got all the comics that came around in the 80s and then just the change and everything.
The Dennis Learys of the world, right?
Yeah, all of those people.
Uh-huh.
I was born personally in 88. And then think about the children that are born. Like when I was, you know, I remember.
So in your formative years, it's all you saw.
Yeah, it's all
these guys.
Plus, I have a bigger excuse. My father had Tourette's.
So I
grew up with the F word since it was one of the first words I ever said.
No kidding. That's interesting. No, now that you say that, because, you know, I grew up in the 60s and Jack LaLanne and the culture was nobody dropped that word.
Yeah.
It wasn't really spoken. Yeah, it was spoken offhandedly. But, well, anyway, we try to. Whatever the case may be, I guess it's in society. Once they put it in the dictionary, then it's going to lose its power. But, what are you going to do? Comics love it. You guys love
it. You know, I think personally, like, I have a little bit of an old soul, but then I got a new soul. So I'm a little bit of your – I'm some of your era. I got a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel in me.
Oh.
A little bit of Bob Dylan.
Oh.
And then a little bit of Tupac.
Oh, me too. Know? I love Pac.
Gotta love Pac.
Oh, yeah. I just did the other night. You guys see that? I did this little video where I did a little promo for Nightlife Television with Spicy Mari. Give a shout out to her. What a cool little interview. And Biggie was playing in the background.
Nice.
I didn't know until I heard it. I love Biggie.
Yeah, Biggie's good too.
Oh, yeah. That's a oof. We're going back on that.
Yeah,
but,
may they rest in peace.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, on that note, let's whip it over to...
That terrified me.
This guy. Yeah, right?
I thought something flew in the room.
Yeah, this is well, this guy should be whipped, but we're gonna get into that. I'm calling this shit on you. All right. This guy gets every day we do the Get Your Shit Together award. We know that for the person who needs to get their shit together in some area of your life, whatever. I mean, there's so many of us that any little thing you could just improve upon. So it's a good thing, but most of the people getting this award, Matt, they're bozos, they're boozers, they're doing something really stupid.
Oh, my friends.
Disrespect. Yeah, all your friends. You know, disrespectful. They're Jamokes. That's what we call them back east. But this guy here.
Cousine.
Oh, so many different words for these bozos. But you're talking 17-year-old. Well, my nephew's 17, and he's definitely a solid character at that age. And give a shout out to him over there. But these kids, okay, and they, because he's a minor, we can't name the guy, but he's with three members of the Ball State football team. A buddy of mine went to Ball State, played football there.
Okay.
But back in the day. And they were in Brothers Bar and Grill. There's a Brothers in mine. There must be a Brothers in your town. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Florida.
What town?
Right below Miami, Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah, Hollywood. You grew up in Hollywood, Florida?
I grew up in Hollywood, Florida. Shit. You know about Hollywood?
Hell yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Oh, I know Hollywood, yeah. I played ball, and yeah, I partied in Hollywood one night.
So have I.
Yeah, I don't remember it much, but so have you, I'm sure.
Plenty of times.
This was in Muncie, Indiana, okay? That's the first time we've used that
Muncie.
City. Muncie.
Mm-hmm. It's a name.
Mm-hmm. So this
reminds me of a good cheese.
Yeah, kind of like a town from, do you ever see the show MASH? 407.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Somebody had to be from Muncie for some reason on that show. But all right, this teenager, 17-year-old kid, right? The bill comes. He goes to the bathroom, comes out of the bathroom, puts money into the waitress's folder, right? Uh-huh. Then he laughs when she comes to pick it up. She noticed the foul odor, which she said, and she opens it up. He left two $1 bills covered in feces, a.k.a. shit.
Ooh, that's a shitty tip.
Shitty $2 tip. Three people. I had to spend at least $30.
So he literally wiped his ass with $1 bills.
What a jackass. Tell me he doesn't get the award for today. Now, the police arrested this kid.
Did he mention at any time that, like, she was a horrible waitress or something like that?
Mention. He paid the bill and he left with his three buddies, his three boys, Darius Conaway.
Darius Conaway.
Danaray. Now, these are the three guys. They can release their name. I guess they're 18.
Yeah, that's shit one and shit two.
Yeah, these are the shit brothers. Kenan Noel and Nicholas Isaacs. Well, it may not be their fault, but I'll tell you what, they probably colluded. 17-year-old kids are going, hey, I'm going to go in the bathroom. I'm going to come out. I'm a badass. It's deplorable.
Yeah, you should totally shit on the dollar.
Yeah. The good news is the Ball State University said it is deplorable, but
it's pretty deplorable.
Yeah, the guy gets battery with bodily waste. I guess it's not bodily; it's bodily fluid too. I mean, suppose this jackass has some disease.
Yeah,
hey,
you can get
you
sick
know
from
what?
That.
Guess what? And here's another thing:
like the waitress probably has pink eye while we're reading about this.
The waitress is probably like, I need to get paid for some time off because I'm distraught.
Think though? Because I used to work in a restaurant, and you got to love your tips. Like, do you think she washed them off and kept the dollar?
Hell yeah, you got to do that. You got to get your shit together. And I know I worked as well in the babes.
You know,
this money's hard to come by.
A
people don't know how to
still
tip.
A tip.
Hey, go check out my episode number 3. I had to come out of the gate. The Lost Art of Tipping. Oh, I talk all about it because people they definitely. People don't tip well. You guys got to tip well. 20%. You got to.
I feel pressured because I'm Jewish. So, like, I always tip more.
So, you got that overhanging over cloud.
I feel like because all the other Jews that came in before me probably didn't tip. So, I feel have this guilt.
Yeah, they tainted it for you. How'd you get that rep? How'd the Jews get that rep?
I'll tell you how they got the rep, actually, if you want me to get into it.
Yeah, tell me how the Jews get into it.
Well, you know, a lot of religions, I mean, going way, way back in the days, didn't allow people to lend money. Sort of like a loan shark. I mean, we were the first loan sharks. So people got mad because we'd give them money and then they had to pay us back. And if they didn't, you want our money back.
Before that,
some money. And then they'd be like, but you're rich because you got all this money and we don't have money. Yeah, I know, but you borrowed the thousands and you're going to give me back $1,200. So I want it back. And this is way back, like I'm talking like Roman days. Because back then it was illegal for everybody by their religious code to lend money for a profit. While at Jews, it was like, yeah, of course, it helps you and it helps me. Why would I not? It's a beautiful thing. It never talks about not doing that. In fact, I believe the Torah has rules. I'm not the best Jew, but I will say it has rules regarding borrowing and things about how to conduct business. And that's where it came from is because we always were the ones dealing with money.
Have you read the Torah?
I've read parts of it. I definitely haven't completed it.
Pretty long.
It is pretty long.
A friend of mine was studying to be an Orthodox Jew, and
it's a beautiful thing.
A lot of work. It's a lot in there.
You know, I was reading because apparently, like, you know, my whole life I was raised mostly around, like, Christians, you know, mostly just because America.
Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah, Hollywood, Florida, America. You know, I was Jew boy. Yeah, you know, go eat a bagel. That's all. Like, I knew that my people like bagels, and I think something about money. My family's broke, which is confusing, but somewhere down the line, we're rich. And yeah, maybe I'm just the outcast lost in Hollywood, Florida amongst the Christians. So I always knew about like the Ten Commandments. And then when I used to go outside and, you know, smoke weed, and all these little Orthodox Jewish kids would walk by. And eventually I'd say, I'll trade you some weed for a story about Judaism. This is a true story.
Trade when you. I like that. For stories.
Barter. Talk about the barter.
You were bartering.
I was bartering.
How much did you pay for that weed? Did you like swipe that weed somewhere?
Man, I had
landed in your lap, fell off the truck.
When I was 16, 17, I had plenty of it.
You were dealing.
No, let's not put titles on things.
Ah, I see.
I was the friendly neighborhood man who had some marriage.
The middleman.
If you happened to want to smoke, you could come by. All right.
You could hook a brother up.
I could hook a brother up. 16, 17, maybe.
What year was that? Years were they? 90s?
No. I'm 26. This is like 05, 06, 07. Yeah.
You were born in 90.
I was born 88.
88.
Which is close to 90, but I'm still an 80s baby.
You're an 80s baby.
I'm an 80s baby.
Holy cow. 88, I was making my way. Where the heck was I? Oh, I was in grad school. Holy cow.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
You don't make me feel young at all.
Hell no. What are you talking about? No, you're half my age.
But yeah, hold on. Where were we? With the...
You were talking about Judaism, and
Judaism,
I got that
right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so basically, we're not that cheap.
Too much of the marijuana.
Too
is
much.
Frying.
Hey, you know what?
You get memory loss already.
It's coming back to me. Man.
I see.
It's coming back to me.
26. You must be really been burning out for years now.
Hey,
I hate when that happens. No, no, but you know, this is all crazy. But anyway, when you're leaving a $2 tip. We'll get back to Judaism on another, unless you're closed on that.
I think we're pretty closed on
that. Yeah, I think we're pretty good. You know what? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what race, what nationality.
Oh,
I think
man,
it's all
we're
bullshit.
We're
all human beings, but when it comes to being positive in someone else's life, don't be a jackass like this 17-year-old.
Yes. Don't put shit on money. Because
I can't shit on money.
Money's already covered in shit anyway. So
gotta respect money. Yesterday in Jen's book, currency is money has energy, and you want to have good energy. So hey, this guy here totally disrespectful. By the way, just throw this out: their football team. Guess what their record is?
What's that?
1-5.
So they're doing shitty.
So
he was just repping the team.
There you go. School spirit. To the fullest.
I remembered what I was saying. You asked me if I was
sounds like someone's boiling water. What's going on?
It does sound like that.
Holy cow. That's the studio next to us,
folks.
That might be
my soup.
That's your soup
going?
That's
my soup.
What the heck? I thought nowadays it's all microwave. What are you doing with soup boiling?
Try to keep it au natural.
Uh-huh.
But you asked me if I was a religious Jew.
Yes.
So what I was saying is I grew up with the Ten Commandments.
Did you read the Torah?
Right, if I read Torah, exactly. And I found out that apparently there's 450-something rules. So I just looked up in the sky. I was like, God, I'm not going to eat pork. Is that cool? Can I still, like, you know, have sex and, like, be me and I just won't eat pork? And I think we came up to that understanding that I just don't eat pork. So that's my extent of Judaism.
You don't eat pork.
I don't fuck with the swine, brother.
So what about when you go to a Chinese restaurant? I'm going to ask you this question because I was wondering about your cat. I heard about your cat, and you.
My cat.
Yeah, talk about. What's it there walking? I noticed sometimes you talk about your cat,
Mr. Black. Yes, I walk.
You walk your cat.
Cat.
By the way,
it's a social experiment.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because you know I wear a skull ring, and you talk about skulls with cat ears.
Is that what that is?
That's a skull, right? Check it out.
That is
with
a skull.
The rubies in the eyes.
With
that's my lucky ring. I got a
you
bunch
know what
of
that
lucky
reminds
things.
Me of?
What's that?
The Phantom. Do you remember The Phantom? The movie?
Yeah, it came out of the comic strip.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Talking about.
Good
so tell me about the cat. This guy walks his cat. You said you were worried about what the people on the street, you felt like, because he said, oh, the cat's going to get stressed out. It's very stressful for
well,
what's up with that?
Well,
stress.
When
cats don't give a shit, do they?
So, oh man, cats just, they don't care about nothing. But so on the, when you buy the leash and the harness, it says on the tag, it says right down the tag, it says, be very careful on your first time walking, because walking the cat, it could be very stressful on the cat. And I just started laughing because that is completely a lie. It's stressful on the human being walking the cat because you're walking a cat in the daylight where other humans are. And then they look at you and you're doing it. You're doing that thing.
Because you think people think you're whacked by walking a cat because cats shouldn't be walked?
Well, check this out. I walked my cat. True. Mm. If I saw you walk your cat and I didn't know you, I would instantly think psychopath.
Somebody walking a cat is a psychopath.
You can't by the way, let me ask you a question. They just lie on the ground.
Or
they jump, or it's impossible.
So I want to ask you, this harness, is that like a dog's harness? Like a little dog that you're getting for a cat, or it's made for a cat?
Dude, my brother, you could go right now. Right now, you can go to PetSmart, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can buy a cat leash that comes with a cat harness. I'm not lying to you. And just like I told, just like I said on the comedy set, it has little skulls on it. Well, you know, they got the little pink one, the Hello Kitty ones.
Of course.
And then they got the manly skull ones.
More shit to sell you.
More shit to sell you.
Holy
oh, dude,
cow.
L.A. and pets. Can we talk about that for a second?
Oh, let's talk about L.A. and
pets.
Oh, my God.
They have stores dedicated to animal outfits.
Oh, forget about it. People, because that's their companionship, right? Everybody comes and goes. It's the largest bust up in the world. Nobody stays there. Even these Hollywood babes sleep on your couch for a week. Then they get a
They get a poodle hat.
They get
they
a
leave.
Poodle hat. No, but the thing is, then you go to the, I did this. I mean, you got to go. Just recently, I went up to, you know, the Empire Square Mall up there. Uh-huh. I don't know if on Victory. There's a rescue center. You know, I like, I walk there. It's a nice little 2 mile walk from where I live. And I always stop in and, you see so many, it's sad. You see so many animals. I think, are they going to put them down? I mean, there's so many animals. So this town, right, the girl comes here with the Jeep, gets a cat, and then she leaves, right?
It's actually funny you said that because I had a girl that literally came here for a week. She was going to make it in Hollywood. She came up. My agent in Florida called me and said, hey, she's one of our people down here to take after. I took care of her. She started staying over for a little bit. First couple days, she went out and bought a cat. A week later, she was gone. I had to find somebody to take the cat. So this is rooted in fact, what you're saying. This is true.
No, it happens all the time. By the way, let's talk about what you're working on because I love the, if you check a look at your work and your comedy. So you're doing some comedy. Saw you at Flappers, Comedy Store. You're kind of out and about. Yeah, in L.A. here, there's a lot of comedy places, but it's awesome.
It's fun for me to go out there and stand make people up. Laugh. Yeah, it's
no
fun.
No fears.
You love fears. It.
Yeah, you just get up and you roll.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do.
Do you get to know
stuff,
everybody?
Man.
Do you get to know? I mean, I was, all the comedians, you kind of get pals with everybody or not real?
I mean, as long as you're not like a complete douche, there's a lot of people out there that, I think a lot of people come here with like a fake ego because they have to pretend like they're someone and then people don't really want to mess with them. But I feel like, I don't think it's that hard to make it out here, man. I think it's all out here. If you're just a good dude and or a good girl, just a good person trying to make it happen. And you're personable, you'll make it. I know.
Make it in terms of surviving through LA or make it in terms of getting on the A-list? What do you call making it?
I call making it being able to do what you love to do and create a living.
And survive.
And not have to work at a restaurant, not have to do this. It's not going to happen right away. But if you take your time, you're patient with it'll happen. Like for me, like you asked me if I know anybody. I know so many people. I've been here for 2 years. Just 2 years. Before I came here, I was in Florida and I was doing films out there. But it was a smaller, a smaller thing. Sure. But I was doing decent. I was actually making a living in Florida. But when I came out here, it was harder to get into the auditions and harder to do all that. But through creating my own stuff, you will meet people. I became friends. Well, I don't want to say friend. I scared to see him on the street now. But I was hanging out with Andy, Andy Dick, and he did a segment on my show. I bumped into Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy did it.
Ron Jeremy.
I mean, he's become a real good friend of mine.
70s icon. Oh,
dude,
really?
The funny thing, I don't know if everyone knows it. He's like the nicest dude.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard he's the nicest guy.
He's cool. He's real cool. Yeah. Patrick
Kilpatrick.
He's
been around forever.
Oh, yeah.
70s. I mean, he's a big schlonger, right? Yeah, I remember his. Yeah.
That man has
Ron
been with
Jeremy.
The
How
women
many women?
Dreamed about,
like hundreds of thousands.
I mean, look, I can't even count. I think
no,
the women
been
I've
many.
Been with. So just imagine him.
Oh no, forget. I saw him. This was probably like 2 years ago when I got back. Yeah, I was like maybe 2 years back. I was over at Franklin Village, little area right there on Franklin.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they call it Franklin Village. Cool little spot. Used to be Birds. Remember Birds? Used to be over there.
Wait, they closed Birds?
I think, I don't know if it was Birds. There's been
right
some
by
change
UCB,
on that.
Right?
Yeah, there's
by,
been some. Well, right across from the Scientology.
Right. Center. I've been to Birds. I think it is still Birds. Well,
is it
at least
still?
Last month.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I'm not sure. All I know is there's just been some change on that block. I haven't been there in a while, but I know he wasn't at Birds. He was a couple places down, and it was funny.
He loves the Rainbow Room.
He loves the Rainbow Room.
If you feel like bumping in the Ron, go hang out at the Rainbow Room.
Well, I saw him with this like young girl. I mean, she had to be 18. I'm sure she was 18 or more. But funny. They had the camera. And he was like, it's just funny to see. You know, he was filming a scene. Just on the sidewalk cafe. And nobody really bothers him. He's a nice guy.
He's a real nice dude. And he's professional. You know, he shows
he's
up
He's not
on
doing
time.
Any porn anymore, right?
No. Maybe a cameo or something. But I don't even think that. You got to think, he's been retired from the porn, I think, since like the 90s.
Yeah, he was a major star, 70s through 80s. He probably had a 20-year career.
He's been in a bunch of films. I mean, even you remember Boondock Saints? Great film. He was a mafia guy in that. Came out early 90s.
Is that what he's doing now? What's he doing? I mean, what are you guys doing? Tell me what you're up to.
I created this TV show called Saturday Morning Cartoons, and he's one of the ensemble members on it. And he just plays a bunch of different characters. It's like Saturday Night Live, but a little more adult. I probably shouldn't say Ron Jeremy and adult in the same sentence. It's like Saturday Night Live, but more adult situations, not sexual, just, you know, the life we live.
Okay.
It's a cool show, though. It's basically these little cartoon kids wake up in the morning, Saturday morning, turn on the TV and watch humans do the retarded things that we do.
So you have CGI in there?
We have a little bit of animation. Okay. Not CGI, a little bit of animation. And then it's like a Robot Chicken, but live action. So it's a mix between cartoons and...
Cool. How'd you put this together? You just come up with this?
Came straight out of me, man.
I'm going to just create this. You were smoking a big fatty.
I think I was smoking two or three.
Two, three. And you're like, let me come up with a crazy, stupid show where I get Ron Jeremy. And how'd you get Ron Jeremy? You knew him.
Well, you know what happened? I've been, you know, working in the film for a while. So I've met a lot of contacts and I've worked on films with a lot of people. But I was creating – well, I'm in the process of creating about four different screenplays. I'm a writer as well.
Okay.
And I was doing them and you know, they're all being progressed and almost ready to go, and some have interest in different different good studios that might pick them up. But at the time, I was like, I want to do something now, you know? I mean, before I lose my freaking hair, because I'm getting fat and bald. I'm going to look like George Costanza if I don't start working out.
Wow. So 26, going downhill. You crossed over the other side of the mountain.
Them Jewish jeans, brother.
Holy cow.
I wasn't born with the
that
money.
Hair now. I didn't want to say anything.
Hey, don't make me cry. Don't make me. How old are you and you still got a ponytail?
Forget about it. Oh, I'm not losing my hair. I got lucky. It's going to go gray.
My mom would jump from that building to here to talk to you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. No, I got the skips. The jeans skips. Yeah. I was fortunate. I was the fortunate one.
Son of a...
Well, you got a lot of stuff cooking, man. It sounds like a lot of fun. You've been here two years. You've been rocking it. Well, let me tell you, you sort of set this when you said writer. I mean, take a look. You know, Matthew Sterling Knight comes here. You do what you do here. You got to come here. If you come here, you got to create. Look at what I've done. I've done so many different things. So it's not just, you know, I'm going to go there and I'm going to. It doesn't work that way, people.
It's not the old days. Listen, for all the beautiful girls we were talking about, and for the young men, and for everybody trying to make it, it's not the days where you work at, like Marilyn Monroe got discovered at working at a pharmacy. Maybe it will happen, but chances are it's not. So if you're the next Marilyn Monroe and you think you can do a great song or you can do a great dance or something, then you know what? Write it. If you're not a great writer, find a great writer to do it, collaborate, and make it happen. Because this all we're here to do is create. And even if you don't make it famous, you can make a living doing what you love to do.
It's in the air.
You know?
Creativity is in the air here. And there is opportunity. A lot of people come here. I mean, I know women, especially a couple women I know, that got into casting and are doing very well.
Exactly.
Because they came here. Or a friend of mine, she's been on. I mean, this woman was making $30,000, $40,000 doing commercials. I mean, you've done commercials. You've done everything.
Yeah.
You know, she did everything. She was on the show. She was on, like, Bones. I mean, she's had the... You know, the under fives, and she made a good living, but, you know, it just kind of evolved out of it. She's like, you know, and then she found a different love, and now she's in public relations. I mean, she kind of moved in the same industry, but moved into something. She goes, you know, I'm more passionate about it. I love what I do. It's not that I didn't like going to the audition. She goes, but I would be, like, stressed out. You know, it's very stressful.
It is a lot of failure. It is totally stressful. There is a lot of failure, but so is anything
rejection,
else that,
but it's all good.
Know, yeah.
Well, failure. When I say failure, I mean I call them quiet rejections. I mean, you got to sort of take it in stride. Women, especially, they go on a lot of auditions here.
You got to have thick skin. I mean, you got to have thick skin. I personally, this is life, man. And basically, what we do in this entertainment business, and what you're doing, what we're all doing, no matter what aspect of it is, we're grown people imagining. We're grown people creating fairy tales out of our mind. And if you want to get paid to do the stuff you did when you were 5 years old rolling around, then you got to excuse my French, you got to fucking work for it. And if you do that and you create your own stuff, you'll make it. There's enough avenues for you to like, I mean, me personally, I didn't know what a producer was because I used to love music. I think, oh, a producer creates music. Maybe that's what a producer does in film. And then as years go by of acting, if I don't know, producers do this and that. I came out here within a year. I was producing because I met one actor who I got on the film. And then I was like, oh, I know a great DP. I got him involved. But wait a minute, I deserve something. Give me a percentage of your film and I want to act in it. So give me a part. Okay, great. Now I own a percentage of a film that's being created for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And all I did was get a couple of people to come together. That's producing. I broke my way into it. So there's like a million facets.
Pack the truck.
Pack the truck.
Pack the truck, ladies. Get the 5Gs. Well, no, it's not that simple.
In the words of Dustin Hoffman, show the fuck up.
No, but you do. What you do have to do is you got to be willing to. You got to be willing to make sacrifice. Which you said a lot. I say that this is a business where you definitely want to be thinking. I'm probably going to be working in the restaurant bar business.
Yeah.
Probably if you want to make your $150 a shift and not have to work for $8 an hour doing something else, chances are. Got to be willing to do that, ladies, or 100%. Men, gentlemen. If you're not willing, any age doesn't really matter. But, hey, it's all good.
Hit the pursuing pavement.
Your passion. Kick the bricks.
Yeah. Hey, I was in an audition for a Hasbro toy commercial right before I came here.
Yeah. No kidding. Well, I'm going to do this since we do the Fast Five. We're going to wrap it up. Ooh, we're going over a little bit. No worries. So, Matthew Nye, we do Fast Five questions. Don't look at these, my man.
Oh,
he's
I'm not looking at it.
So, here we go. You got to choose one or the other. You'll know. Okay. Number one, chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Chocolate.
Cool. I knew that. Number two, tropical island or New York City?
That's a hard one. I'm going to...
Fast.
Everything's perfect? Everything's perfect?
Yeah,
in the
of course.
World? Tropical island.
Tropical island. I see that. Yeah, take your tour over there and study. Number three, ancient Rome or the Wild West?
Ancient Rome.
Of course. I see that. With the toga. Oh, yeah. Number four, tearjerker or action thriller?
Tearjerker.
Ooh, I wouldn't have guessed that. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's weird because I think a couple years ago I would have said action. Yeah. Action thriller.
You could change. Now, last one here, and we're going to wrap it up. Candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
Picnic in the park, but at night with a candle.
At Griffith Park over at the observatory.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That rocks. Well, Matt, hey. Thanks for coming in, Matthew Sterling Nye. Check him out and check out the videos, Flappers, and the Comedy Store. Had some fun today.
IMDb.me/Matthew Nye.
You got it. And to check us out again, you want to re-listen, you know where to find it, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. Or check out my website. I do the blog every day. There's all sorts of stuff on there. You want to get some workouts as well. It's richtola.com. Having a lot of fun doing this. Hope you guys are having some fun, too. We got a cool guest, Karen McCarthy, in the studio tomorrow. She's bringing a couple of friends. She's a voice. Well, wait till you check her out. She's got an amazing voice or does voices. So there you have it. Hey, guys, I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But, hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.